chance for you to win tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Coming up on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. What is up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We, as usual, have People Are Dumb. We have some incredible animal stories today, including a bear in a general store. We have the 420 Catch of the Day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see The Hives at the Palladium September 25th. And we will continue giving these away. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
I've got the strangest feeling someone's going to kick his ass.
A man brake-checked the wrong vehicle. People Are Dumb is coming up next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This happened yesterday in New Jersey. State police have arrested a man in a road rage incident. This happens so many times, and we've all had that road rage. But this guy was just driving along, and somebody got right up behind him and was tailgating and then pulled around and passed him, and he got really mad. So he said, I'm going to get in front of you. And he did. He was driving a little erratic, and he passed him, and then he brake checked him. And the problem was that it was an ambulance with his lights on going to a call. So he got in front of an ambulance with his lights on and his siren going, and he brake checked it. The name of the guy is Terrell Osborne, 47 years old. He was accused of pulling alongside the ambulance, illegally passing it, and then pulling in front of it in a brake check. Police said the actions obstructed the paramedics from continuing to respond to the emergency call. As a result, he was arrested and charged with obstructing medical services, reckless driving, and several violations of state vehicle and traffic law.
Okay, well, let me just say that I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your concern, all right? Your thoughts are very well organized, presented clearly and concisely. But bear with me. Are you mental?
We have tickets for you to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Daniel.
Daniel, you're caller 20.
Whoa! Is this Kevin?
It is.
Oh, my gosh. I grew up listening to you. I love you. It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And enjoy Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you so much.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida Uber driver was accused of using a stolen rental car to give rides. So the guy rents a car and then stops making payments. And I didn't know this, but the company installs devices in their rental vehicles that can remotely activate, stop the car from restarting if it gets stolen. So this guy just didn't turn it off. For 3 weeks, this guy didn't turn off his car so that it wouldn't get stopped by the company. Kept driving for Uber and had a couple from the UK that were on their way to their wedding. Their own wedding. They were in his car, and the sheriff pulled over the Chevy Equinox and arrested the guy. Apparently, he was surrounded by cop cars with the patrol cars preventing him from getting away. 27-year-old was arrested and charged with grand theft, motor vehicle, and driving while license suspended or revoked, according to authorities. No word on the couple in their wedding. I remember talking to Everlast on the Kevin and Bean Show. Not a morning person. I don't blame him. I'm not either anymore. It's Everlast, what it's like on K-Rock.
A wild scene at a Sussex County store. This black bear walked right into the Dollar General in Vernon, sparking a bit of a panic.
Crazy animal story coming up next on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with a wild animal story.
A wild scene at a Sussex County store. This black bear walked right into the Dollar General in Vernon, sparking a bit of a panic.
I mean, it's a black bear wandering the aisles. It's more than a bit of a panic.
This is not good.
This is not good. That's a valid assessment.
This is Tuesday afternoon at the Dollar General on McAfee Road.
Come on. Where's the exit?
What do you mean, where's the exit? You forgot where the exit is? It's where you came in.
Clear the front of the store.
Where a black bear paced the aisles and came face to face with customers as people looked on in shock and started recording.
It looked like everybody in the store was watching TV. They brought out their phones and they were just standing there videoing a black bear as if they're not in danger.
Go, go.
He's saying go, go to the bear. And I'll be damned if the bear didn't go.
Sean Clarkin is the person heard on the video.
The bear was going through the store, seemed very timid, didn't seem violent or anything. He just strolling through the store like he was trying to get out.
He says he tried to urge the bear out, even using a shopping cart to nudge it away when it turned back.
I don't think I'm following that bear outside to make sure it doesn't come back in. I think lock the doors and call the authorities.
Police say they scared the bear off earlier in the day after it chased two employees from a nearby business, but then got a 911 call that the bear was back, this time inside Dollar General.
Police say a 90-year-old woman was hurt during the ordeal here.
Can you imagine being 90 and thinking, I have lived my whole life. What's going to surprise me now?
When the bear either scratched or bit her leg.
Neighbors and people who work nearby say the incident could have been avoided and highlights concerns that open dumpsters are drawing bears into populated parts of Vernon, an issue residents say they've warned about for months.
Takeaway is cover your garbage. Don't feed the bears. It needs to be controlled.
In Vernon, New Jersey, Blaze Gomez, News 12.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Blaze Gomez.
Your first name is Blaze?
Blaze Gomez.
Outstanding work, Blaze. This is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
All right, we've got three things at four on the way. What if you were charged money for each piece of toilet paper used in a public restroom? Well, I've got a story about that.
Oh, no. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holiday is here now with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
A South Carolina Department of Corrections employee has been arrested and charged with attempting to smuggle dental jewelry, aka grills, into a state prison. The woman was taken into custody last week after investigators found approximately $2,500 worth of grills in her vehicle while it was parked on prison property. She's charged with criminal conspiracy in connection with the scheme and was immediately terminated following her arrest. I don't really see what's wrong with a little prison bling, you know? Brings a little pop to the jumpsuits, sure. You know? It's not drugs, just grills. Moving on to our second story. Gen Z are calling for millennials to stop using LOL at the end of text messages. That's right, millennials aren't even allowed to laugh out loud anymore. Gen Z says it gives them ick and are demanding it be stopped immediately. But millennials aren't going down without a fight. One user on TikTok said, "You can come for my skinny jeans and ankle socks, but if you want to take my texting lingo, you'll have to pry it from my cold, dead hands." Remember, this is coming from a generation who uses slang like bussin, riz, no cap, bet. So, sure. You know, at least LOL stands for actual words.
That's
and
true.
Yes, I am a millennial. Okay. Story number three. China's latest smart public toilet rollout is facing backlash after videos revealed a new system that rations toilet paper behind ads and a paywall. One viral clip shows a woman forced to scan a QR code.
What?
And watch an advertisement just to receive a single strip of toilet paper. The dispenser then offers more for a small fee of about 7 cents per strip. This is part of a broader effort to prevent waste following reports of people hoarding free supplies.
Wow, that's insane.
Absolutely nuts. Nuts. And this is not the country's first attempt to tech police public restrooms. In 2017, tourist sites installed facial recognition systems that limited users to 160-centimeter strip every 9 minutes. But this newest version, tied to mobile payments and ads, has ignited fresh criticism online. Many are calling it invasive and dystopian, with some vowing to bypass it altogether and start carrying their own toilet paper. Absolutely insane. I'm Megan Holiday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Joe Keery is known as Joe, and this song is a single released on his third album, The Crux. It's called Delete Ya. very synthesizer-heavy, kind of 1980s-inspired, and it captures the desperate feeling of wanting to erase a former love from your memory after a painful breakup. Delete Ya is the name of the 420 catch of the day. It's Joe on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the 420 catch of the day from Joe. It's called Delete Ya on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holiday.
We've got our phone topic coming up and the most entertaining call. We've got your tickets to see The Hives when they take over the Palladium, and that show is coming up next Thursday.
Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
You didn't hear the story about the bear in New Jersey?
Nope.
This is wild.
A wild scene at a Sussex County store. This black bear walked right into the Dollar General in Vernon, sparking a bit of a panic.
This is not good.
This is Tuesday afternoon.
This is not good, that guy says.
At the Dollar General on McAfee Road.
Come on. Where's the exit? Clear the front of the store.
Where a black bear paced the aisles and came face to face with customers as people looked on in shock and started recording.
Go, go.
It was sort of like they were watching TV.
Yeah. Where like, it's
they didn't
surreal.
Realize, oh, I'm actually in danger.
Yeah.
I need to get out of here.
John Clarkin is the person heard on the video.
The bear was going through the store, seemed very timid, didn't seem violent or anything. He just strolling through the store like he was trying to get out.
He says he tried to urge the bear out, even using a shopping cart to nudge it away when it turned back. Police say they scared the bear off earlier in the day after it chased two employees from a nearby business, but then got a 911 call that the bear was back, this time inside Dollar General.
Police say a 90-year-old woman was hurt during the ordeal here when the bear either scratched or bit her leg.
Neighbors and people who work nearby say the incident could have been avoided and highlights concerns that open dumpsters are drawing bears into populated parts of Vernon. In Vernon, New Jersey, Blaze Gomez, News 12.
Oh, no.
90-year-old woman.
Oh, no.
Either scratched or bitten. I was talking earlier, like, you think when you're 90, I've seen everything I'm going to see. Nothing will surprise you.
Yeah, oh, God. Not in 2025.
No. So let's talk about wild animals. You had run-ins with wild animals.
I mean, I've definitely come across a lot of coyotes. They mm-hmm. like to come down into my complex. And luckily, you know, I'll be with my dog, Juno, and she's a big Siberian Husky. So I never feel scared. But there was one moment where I'm just going like, ah, I'm like making myself huge.
Right.
And this coyote did not care whatsoever. Finally, I got it to run away. And, you know, but there's a lot of people that have small dogs and everything. And this guy was telling me the other day that there was a pack of six of them he had just seen, and they have a really small dog, so he did the same thing, and he did manage to scare them off.
That's scary.
Yeah.
I had a raccoon that kept me from coming to work one morning, and I was yelling at it and trying to scare it, and it just was like, yeah, and what? So I found a huge 2x4, and I threw it near it, so it would bang, bang, bang,
yeah.
And it just sat there and looked at me like,
what the hell?
What are you going to do?
Oh, my God. That's insane.
So I got in my car, and I just started backing up really slowly.
You're like, good luck.
And he wasn't there when I backed over, so I assume he left. But
oh, my God.
Wild animals are all over Southern California. Mountain lions, coyotes, deer, snakes, all kinds of sharks,
oh,
yeah, for God's sake.
True.
So you had a run-in with a wild animal. 800-520-1067. Your phone calls and or texts.
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see The Hives next Thursday at the Palladium.
We're taking your phone calls on wild animals. You had a run-in with one. 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see The Hives next Thursday at the Palladium.
We're taking calls on your run-ins with wild animals.
Yeah, I was in a river and a snake swam over my foot, and I kind of peed and pooped at the same time.
Taking your phone calls on your run-ins with wild animals at 800-520-1067.
And the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see The Hives next Thursday at the Palladium.
I had, this was a long, long time ago. I had just gotten out of a Blink-182 show where I was lucky enough to grab one of Travis's drumsticks at the end of the show, and I had to put up a fight for that thing, you know?
Right.
So fast forward a few hours, I get home later in the evening, and there's this skunk just chilling in front of my apartment, like just sitting there. And, you know, it's like 2, 3 in the morning, and I want to go home, but I'm like, what do I do? It's a skunk, you know? So I look at my drumstick. I'm thinking maybe I can scare it away. So I chuck the drumstick at the door. It hits the door, falls down right next to the skunk, and the skunk just looks at me like, really? And he grabs the drumstick and then just scurries away.
Oh, wait, he took the drumstick from you?
Well, no, I mean, I wasn't going to chase it. It's a skunk.
I know, but it's a Travis Barker drum stick.
I know. It was a toss-up.
Yeah, dude.
You know.
You probably made the right decision.
Uh-huh. That's so insane.
It was a bummer, but I feel like I did, probably.
K-Rock, you had a run-in with a wild animal?
Yes. So I was actually young and in Pennsylvania, and I was living with my siblings. We were walking back home, and all of a sudden, a baby black bear cub comes and starts sprinting at us.
Oh, my God.
And then, so I'm running, and then I lost one of my sandals. And being young, I ran back to go get it. And then all of a sudden, a mama black bear just comes darting out of the woods.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Wherever a baby is, mama is very close.
I was so worried about losing my shoe that my mom would be so mad at me.
Oh, my God.
She'd be a lot more angry if you died.
Exactly. My siblings just took off and didn't even wait for me.
We are taking your phone calls on your run-ins with wild animals.
800-520-1067.
Do you have a story like that?
When I was about 12, I was in upstate New York camping with my dad. And in the evening, you hear the scratching on the outside of the tent. Needless to say, I did not use the restroom outside of the tent, and it was a 5-day trip. So I can totally relate to the peeing and pooping your pants at the same time, because I definitely did that and did not want to ever go camping again.
Oh, that ruined it for you.
Oh, just a little bit.
We are taking your phone calls of your run-ins with wild animals, and we've been doing it for the last hour, and the winner is going to get tickets for
the Hives at the Palladium next Thursday.
All right, you had a run-in with a wild animal?
Yes, when I was a teenager, camping with the family, I woke up sleeping on a cot outside to a bear sniffing my face.
Sniffing your face?
Yes, his nose was touching my face.
Oh, my God. What did you do?
I froze until he finally backed off and then walked over to the ice chest and opened it up and
did a bunch of cocaine?
The bear. It f-ing did cocaine.
Started down in a gallon of milk.
Not as good.
Nope.
Go back and try it again.
Did you get up and move, or did you just stay put?
No, my parents came out of the trailer and started banging pots and chased them off.
Oh my God!
Very close call, my friend.
The daylight out of me.
Oh my God!
K-Rock, hello.
So I used to work at a veterinary clinic, and one night we had a gentleman call and say that a skunk had bit his dog, and he shot it with a BB gun and killed it.
Right.
And he wanted to have it tested for rabies. So my boss said, bring it in. So he brought it in this big trash bag. And we opened the trash bag, and the skunk's not dead.
Oh, my God. No.
So it started spraying all over me, all over the office. It had out. It was the most putrid thing I've ever smelled in my life, and I reeked of skunk for days.
How do you get rid of that smell?
You know, I actually had a date with my now husband. I think it was our third date that night. So I went home, and I bathed in tomato juice.
It really works.
And I went out smelling like... No, it didn't. Oh. I smelled like tomato juice and skunk.
And the guy still married you.
He did.
Wow.
He's a good guy.
It was a miracle.
Oh, my God.
A miracle.
Wow.
All right, who wins the tickets for the Hives?
I think, you know, the other skunk story that we had.
Yeah, the Travis Barker drumstick.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this can make up for the loss of the drumstick.
What's his name?
His name's Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, I'm here.
You win the tickets.
Oh, awesome. Woo-hoo! Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
So much.
You're going to see the Hives at the Palladium. It is next Thursday, a week from today.
Cool. Cool. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
You
bet.
Thank you, man. Megan Holiday, what is K-Rock doing?
K-Rock is giving you a chance to win 4 tickets to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights. Live the horror at Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights. Select nights now to November 2nd. The biggest names in horror will haunt you. Listen all this week for your chance to win. Details at krock.com/rules.
And you should give some away.
I think I should. So why don't we do that at 6 o'clock?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Awesome.